Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves following BU's 73-45 win over the University of Hartford. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on today's win.
You know, I think this game was definitely a total team effort. Everyone got to play. Everyone got to contribute today. I thought we came out of halftime and really refocused on what we want to do, especially on the defensive end. So really happy with that effort.
Open up to questions.
All right. So Luke Scotch, WTBU. One of the big things that we noticed in this game was how auspicious your third quarter was. Y'all went on a 14-0 run. How important and impactful do you think that was to this win today?
I think it was really impactful. I think we talked about before this, can we put four quarters together? Our goal was to win all four quarters this game, and we obviously did that. Again, I thought the second quarter effort could have been better defensively. We scored the most points that quarter, but we also gave up the most points. So can we be consistent on both ends? The third quarter was great because we came out with energy to defend. You know, I think I've said this before, we have a lot of weapons to score the basketball. We can score at every position, but can we defend? And I thought we did that in the second half, especially coming out of halftime with the energy that we had to start the third quarter that way.
Absolutely. Kaitlyn Wymar had a team high 15 points and she had 10 total rebounds as well. That was, I think you were saying, her third double double of the year. How important is she to this team, and what going forward, how much of a goal do you expect her to have in this team going forward?
Yeah, I mean, she's so important, and I've told her this before, even after last game when Marin went out and she had to play the whole rest of the game and ended up with a double-double. If she can play that way every game, it's going to be really hard for us not to be successful, and she can average a double-double every game if she really puts in the work and puts her mind to it. So she's really significant. She blocks shots. You know, having her and Marin on the inside makes it really difficult for teams to get inside and get to the rim. So for her to be able to play on both sides of the ball is really significant for us.
You were mentioning earlier about how we'll have to dig deep, of course, but you guys had 25 assists. How important was ball movement to your success?
Very important, because I feel like the last couple of games we haven't had that. So we watched a lot of film. We've regrouped. We've talked about pace and space. Our spacing the last couple of games was not great either, which contributed to a lot of our turnovers. So for us to keep our turnovers as well to 14, that's way outside of where we've been in the 20s lately. So to have it at 14 is really great. And to take care of the basketball, you know, we talked about we can score high 70s, 80s, if we wanted to. You know, I think when Alex is back, we can get there when we take care of the basketball. But the 25 assists on 30 baskets is just phenomenal. It's a great effort. Sydney having 7 of those, Lauren having 5 and 0 turnovers is really big for her to take care of the ball that way and just be able to pass. She had great passes inside to our post players today. So really, really proud of them for that. Just being focused, being intentional with the ball and valuing the basketball too.
Absolutely. And final question. Perhaps the biggest discrepancy on this stat sheet is the fact that y'all had 38 points in the paint compared to Hartford 16. How important is getting inside to your bigs like Wymar to Durant? How important do you think that aspect of your game has been to your success in this game as a whole?
That's our number one goal every game. It's to get post touches. It's to play inside out. They're going to garner a lot of attention throughout the year. Marin is, Kaitlyn is, Sam has been playing really well on the inside for us too. We're going to have a lot of teams doubling us down there. So can we not only score in there, can we kick out, get shots, and attack those closeouts too? So those are going to open up opportunities for the guards. But I thought they did a great job of being strong inside. They had some rim runs. They were running hard in transition to get the ball. That's something we also talked about in the second half, because they probably had 8 shots combined in the first half. So we really talked about the second half. Can we get the ball inside even more? And they really did a really good job of that today.
Absolutely. So thank you so much.
Thank you.